bonus track. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel, your host. If you're looking at me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, gracias por estar aquí. I am the host of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And today, ahora, today we are covering a very packed subject. I coined the term mujerpreneur, but today we're actually going to talk about the power of being a mujerpreneur over the age of 55. When you get that second wind, so important. Mujeres chulas hermosas, gracias por estar aquí. Remember, if you're watching me live, to hit that subscribe bell on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. And if you're listening to me on the podcast, then gracias por estar aquí. And remember to share the episode with others so that we can grow a larger Juntas Podemos Más community. Hola. If you're just joining me, welcome to a very special episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, a very packed show. Today, I talk about the second wind, the power of being a mujerpreneur over 55. Once again, su anfitriona, Marty Angel. I am your host, Marty Angel. And ahora we are diving into a topic muy cerca de mi corazón and embracing the journey of being a mujerpreneur at an age when many expect you to be planning your retirement and moving into an old folks home. Pero aquí, aquí, we defy those expectations. Desafiamos las normas aquí. En the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, me, your host, su anfitriona, cuando me dicen a mí que no puedes, y ya me han dicho, ya estás muy vieja para tener este podcast, este show. Y yo les digo, ¿qué onda? Si yo fui muy exitosa y sigo siendo muy exitosa. So don't tell me I can't, because if you tell me I can't, I will do. And that's been my modus of operandus. Aquí desafiamos las normas, because innovation isn't just a young person's game. May I repeat myself? Innovation isn't just a young person's game. Mujeres, no se dejen. Mujeres, si tienen más de 55 años, por favor, levanten la mano y déjenme yo darles la mano. Déjenme darles la mano, porque ustedes han hecho cosas que muchas otras personas no han hecho. Piénsenlo bien. Piénselo bien, 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 bien. Okay? So, lo que hacemos aquí es pensarlo bien, pero piénsenlo, piénsenlo, piénsenlo. The world too often correlates innovation and entrepreneurship with youth. The world too often correlates innovation and entrepreneurship with youth. But let me tell you, for me, being an over 55 mujerpreneur, my creativity is at its most effective. Why? Because I'm not bound by a job anymore. I have recreated myself and I am a mujerpreneur. And let me ask you this. Do you honestly think that creativity really is bound by age? Yo no creo. Mm-mm. And neither should you. The stories I've encountered, the people I've met, they've not just inspired me. They've changed the way I see the potential of our later years. You know, quiero comenzar con una historia. I want to start with a story about someone I met not long ago. And this story just inspires me so much. This woman I met, esta mujer, her name is Rosalinda. She just turned 60. And at 60, when the majority of women, cuando la mayoría de las personas, de sus amigos, were looking forward to slowing down, Rosalinda was gearing up for a brand new adventure. She wanted to rebuild herself, and I was so inspired by that. She actually, at the age of 60, started her own little tech company focused on environmental solutions. That mujeres, hermosas, chulas, you know, people always ask, ¿por qué? They asked her why, and I was like, yes, you go, Rosalinda, you go. And then, you know, even her kids were like, why now, mom? But I am so proud of Rosalinda because isn't this a young person's field, her children asked? And she said, no. But Rosalinda knew something important. She had a lifetime of experience. Ella tenía una red de relaciones built on decades of experience and a perspective that only comes with time. You know, back in the day when I was a child, it was one aspired to be as wise as the older people. Wisdom. Because wisdom comes to you after experiences and time. It doesn't come to you when you're young. And that's a perspective that only comes, like I said, that only comes with time. So what is her company, doing right now? Her company is now leading the charge in sustainable living technologies. She is doing things to help Mother Earth. And I am so, so proud of calling her my friend. But let me just back up a little bit and say, hey, you know what? Let's stop being the ageist people that we are. Society always says, oh, you're not old enough, or now you're too old. But in the middle, okay, so yeah, we have more energy and things like that, but you know what? It is not time to put people like me out to pasture. We still have a life and we still have wisdom to share and advice to give. And so that's why I called this podcast episode, and it was so packed, Second Wind. Second Wind, no solo es la historia de Rosalinda. It's not just about Rosalinda. It's about all those seasoned mujeres who are stepping into becoming mujerpreneurs with a vision, a passion, and a vigor that rivals any young startup founder. Mujeres chulas, hermosas, no se dejen llevar por lo que dicen las personas que ustedes ya están muy viejitas. No, you're not washed up. Because if you're washed up, then I'm washed up. And I don't want to believe I'm washed up. I want to believe that I am a repurposed woman and I am still giving value to the world. As an educator, I gave value. And now I'm an online educator, a digital course creator. I have done so many things and I'm about ready to launch a membership for the over 55 set. Not just for them, but a private membership, right? So, I still have life inside of me. So, ¿por qué es esto tan importante? Why is this so important? Because these stories that I'm going to share with you break down the stereotypes. Isn't it time to break down those stereotypes? Encienden una conversación about potential that doesn't wane with age. Right? So it's your potential doesn't wane with age. You've got to believe that. You know, they talk about the power of manifestation, the power. Well, believe in yourself. I heard something last night and it was so powerful. And being a person that believes in the spiritual and I was, you know, born and raised Catholic. But you know what? I heard something last night and it said, if you don't believe that you are worthy, you're not going to be worthy. The God is inside of you and we're looking out here for other what we call false prophets. But it's inside because we're connected. We are one. And I thought that was so important. That hit me like a ton of bricks. But anyway, moving on, they prove that the spark, estas mujeres, these mujerpreneurs, they prove that the spark of innovation can be kindled at any point in life. The spark of innovation, all right? Being innovative doesn't mean that you can only get innovative at 25, 35, 45. No, you can be innovative at any time. And that brings me to why I'm speaking to you today. If you're just joining me here on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded show, if you're joining me live on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, gracias. If you're joining me everywhere on the audio that you listen to your favorite podcast, gracias. And as I prepare to open the doors to my private membership that is launching in late June, quiero que pienses this. Quiero que pienses. I want you to think about your untapped potential that you might be sitting on. ¿Cuál es ese potencial que todavía no compartes? And that's why it was like, in a meditation came to me, start a membership. This membership isn't just about networking and learning new business skills. It's a community. Es una comunidad, a place where wisdom is the currency and where your age is an asset, not a liability. It is so important. Like I said before, your age is an asset, not a liability. It's so important for you to remember that. Mujeres chulas hermosas. Let me just share. Imagine being surrounded by your peers who share your undying curiosity, your relentless pursuit of purpose, and your desire to make a mark in the world. You know, Wayne Dyer was one of my mentors, and I remember so clearly when I was at a chat with him, and he said, Lord, please don't let me die with my music still in me, and that has been etched into my psyche since then, and that was in the early 90s, and so every day I said, dear Lord, please don't let me die with my music still in me. No matter the date of your birth, no matter the date that it says on your birth certificate, You still have the power to leave a mark in this world. Eso es lo que ofrecemos en esta comunidad, a support network that understands where you have been and fuels where you are going. Mujeres hermosas, chulas. And aquí está la mejor parte. In this community, in our community, we dive deep. Traemos expertos who are living proof that it's never too late to start something new. We share resources that are tailored to the unique life stages. Discutimos estrategias to manage your business risks, capitalize on our extensive life experiences, and bring innovative ideas to life in ways, mujeres hermosas chulas, that only those with our depth of life can bring. I just feel like so emotional right now. I just feel like, you know, you see this community called Second Wind. No es solo, you know, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded here. This podcast is not just for the young, but it is not just about a podcast. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded is a movement. It's a testimony. Es un testimonio to the enduring spirit of curiosity and enterprise that knows no age limit. It's a call to arms for everyone in our age group to step up and show the world what we're capable of. Because if you're like me, over the age of 55, maybe you just turned 56, maybe whatever, raise your hand. Show me some love. Así que, to those of you listening, wondering if it's too late to start, I know, maybe I just need to stay home and cook for my family. I still cook for my family. I almost cook every day, but then, you know, then I make them pick a day and they can cook, right? But let me be clear. Nunca es tarde para innovar. It is never too late to change your story. It is never too late to create your story. Únete, por favor, únete a nosotras. Become a part of this private community that empowers, that believes in the power of starting now, no matter where you are in your journey. In this beauty of gaining a second wind, when the rest of the world thinks you should be winding down, let me assure you that we are anything but. That is so important because, you know, it's so important for you to realize that you still have a place here. Until the day you die, you keep working, you keep, doing what you need to do. So people always ask me, well, what do you do? Well, let's just real quick, I'm going to share my story. What do I do? How do I move forward, right? So for me, every morning I wake up, I do my prayers, I walk outside, I do my affirmations while I'm out there, I garden a little bit for 10, you know, minutes, get my hands in the soil, Mother Earth, and then I come back in, get dressed, get my doggies treats ready, and then I go and I work out for 50 minutes minimum, whether it's yoga, whether it's dance, whether it's spin, whatever it is. And then I do my best to take my vitamins daily. All my supplements, right? People laugh at me because I have like a handful of supplements that I take day and night. But let me tell you another story. So you go to the doctor. I went to the doctor and the nurse sitting there who's checking me in, you know, starts, she's not even looking at me, okay? She's not even looking at me. Ni me está mirando. And she says to me, oh, hey, okay, so let's take a look at all your medications and let me pull out. She tears out a piece of paper. She puts it on there and she says, okay, I'm ready. Tell me the medications you're on. And I look at her and I go, none. And she goes, what? At your age, you're not on any medication? No, I said. I take supplements every day. I work out every day. I meditate every day. Because after my workout, I meditate. So I meditate every single day. At night, I listen to The Power of Manifestation. I listen to whatever it is. I write in my journal and I focus on creating a visionary life inside my head. So important. And she says to me, okay, let me ask you in Spanish, as if I didn't understand her in English, okay? She says to me in Spanish, ¿cuáles? ¿Qué es el nombre de las de los medicamentos que tomas? And again, I said, no tomo nada. I don't drink anything. It's like, seriously? Are we so caught up in this stigma that if you're over the age of 50 or over the age of 45, you should be on umpteen amount of medicines? Mm-mm. I drink water. I hydrate every day. I do my best so that the quality of life in my sunset years are going to be good. So that when I decide, when God decides, it's time, I'm going to go to sleep like my mom did and just not wake up. I hope is not a word that I used. I expect that's how it's going to go for me. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of life left in me. So I want you to know that you have a lot of life left in you as well. So if you're over 55, please, please drop me a line. Say hello. I would love to meet you. So as I wrap up today's episode is critically important. It's just the beginning. You know, I just started like thinking about, hey, there's a lot of people that are starting to leave the corporate world. And you don't have to be young to leave the corporate world. You can be just fed up. Many of us over 55 are so loyal that we're almost afraid to actually step into the next realm. But let me be the first one to tell you, no tengas miedo. Don't be afraid to step out. It's so important. Don't be afraid to join a community. I would be so happy, shameless plug here, to be your membership coach. So think about that. As I wrap up today's episode, quiero que pienses about what is holding you back. What is holding you back? And then, quiero que imagines breaking through those barriers with the support of a comunidad that believes in you, that cheers for you, and that sees your age as the greatest strength and asset that you bring to the table. Hermosas, chulas, it's about time that we stop being ageist. And to remember that muchas de nosotras have a lot to give. Muchas de nosotras have so much experience that we can shed light on the problems you may be facing yourself. Now, some of you may think, oh, well, they're not very techie, but that's not true. That's not true because I have always been techie and there are many of me's out there. So it's so important that we stop listening to la sociedad that says, estás muy vieja. Because if you believe you're old, you're going to act old. If you believe you're old, you're going to feel old. If you believe you're old, you're going to speak old. If you believe you're old, you're going to be old. But if you believe that you still have life to give, que si todavía piensas que tienes vida para dar, Let me share with you. You have it. Hermosas. Mujeres chulas. Gracias. Thank you for being so chingona, for tuning in to another empowering episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Hoy, today, we have had an amazing journey diving into what's important about what a person, what a mujerpreneur over 55 brings to the table. And as I wrap up this episode, quiero recordarte, I want to remind you that being a mujer de éxito is more than just a title. It is a lifestyle. It's about rompiendo barreras, breaking boundaries, destruyendo techos de cristal, shattering those glass ceilings, and embracing the unbounded poder, power that each one of us mujerpreneurs carry within us. Ya basta. Ya basta de pensar que no tenemos nada que regalar, nada que dar, nada que ofrecer. Ya basta. A todas mis latinas y futuras emprendedoras and future entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, to all of you listening out there, if you know a mujerpreneur, celebrate her. Nunca olviden, never forget that your voice, tu voz, matters. Your sueños, which you can still have, your dreams are válidos. Your dreams are valid. Your sueños are válidos. And tu potencial es ilimitado. Your potential is limitless. I want you to remember that. Don't just aspire to reach for the stars. Be a star. Sea una estrella. No nada más aspires a levantar los brazos y a traer las estrellas aquí contigo, pero tú eres una estrella. Lo tienes que saber. Lo tienes que vivir. Lo tienes que sentir, mujeres hermosas. I'm here to tell you, you are a shining star. So if today's episode resonated with you, then let me say that I am so incredibly grateful if you could share this podcast con una de tus amigas, una de tu familia, una hermana, a coworker, o cualquiera que pudiera beneficiarse de este episodio. With all your friends and family, share with all your friends and family, or anyone who could benefit from it. But also, if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, don't forget to subscribe and leave me some love, so that you know when I'm doing my live, which is, once a week, once a week, every Wednesday. And drop your questions. I'm still answering them personally. Y acuérdense, your support, tu apoyo, helps me reach more people. And the more people I reach, the more mujerpreneurs I reach, you can help me leave that legacy of Latina leaders behind me, of BIPOC women leaders behind me. Help me to create a bigger impact. Ayúdame a crear un impacto más grande by sharing this episode. Acuérdense, quédense sintonizadas. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will drop next week, where we're going to be exploring some more of this good stuff, this entrepreneurial tips and tricks. And I'm going to be talking about platforms and things like that, things that I can actually show you inside of the membership. So, créanme, trust me, Es algo, it's something you don't want to miss. So remember to hit that subscribe bell if you're watching me in the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. If you're sharing this with somebody on the audio, gracias. Acuérdense, hermosas chulas. Hasta entonces, until then, I am your host, soy su anfitriona, Marty Angel, the Empowering Latina Coach, the Latina Biz Coach, saying adios, gracias, but not goodbye. Remember, you are chulas, you are hermosas, you are chingonas, and above all, you are the mujer de éxito unbounded, to which I am so honored to know. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Namaste. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.